A group of about three dozen state lawmakers is trying to force a Superior Court judge in Salem out of office because of a sentence in a low-level drug case. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports on the debate over judicial oversight, opioids, and political influence that the sentence has sparked.
Salem Superior Court Judge Tim Feely sentenced a heroin dealer to 2 years probation. Republican Andover State Representative James Lyons says because of the opioid epidemic, that dealer should have spent time behind bars.
When we have judges who determine that they're going to let a heroin dealer back out on the street to profit from the addiction of others, it is time for us as legislators to step in.
Lyons also accuses Judge Feely of favoring immigrants. He points to a court transcript where Judge Feely asked about the immigration consequences of a guilty plea for the dealer, Manuel Soto Vatini, who's from the Dominican Republic but has legal permanent resident status.
And if you were a citizen of Massachusetts, Judge Feely would have put you behind bars. However, because this individual was a non-citizen, Judge Feely determined to put this person back out on the street.
These legislators are cherry-picking sentences from the transcript and taking them out of context.
Ed Ryan is a defense attorney and former president of the Massachusetts Bar Association. He says lawmakers are not mentioning the part of that transcript where Judge Feely said he would not send anyone, regardless of citizenship, to state prison on the same charges. Ryan says judges across the country are facing a backlash.
This should give every citizen pause, because if their fate is going to be in the hands of a judge who is going to be told what to do by public opinion or the demands of legislators, we're all at risk.
Ryan says this case before Judge Feely was a routine low-level drug case. Prosecutors had recommended a 1 to 3 year sentence, but Soto Vatini's lawyer argued that it was a small amount of drugs, that his client made a mistake, and he was just trying to support his family. So Ryan believes politics may be at play because the leader of the effort to oust Feely is Republican state lawmaker Jeff Diehl, who's running for U.S. Senate.
He apparently perceives that this is a good issue for him to gain votes, to gain the support of people who may otherwise either not vote or vote for Elizabeth Warren.
Diehl denies that and says he felt compelled to take action because of two other rulings by Feely and because of the opioid epidemic.
Nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, I had no intention of getting involved with this case until I saw how egregious the decision was.
Some Democrats also say they're concerned about the judge. House Speaker Robert DeLeo says he's troubled by what he's heard, and he says he looks forward to a report from the state Supreme Judicial Court. Lowell Representative Colleen Gary is one of the few Democrats supporting the push to remove Feely from office.
We represent the people, and the people are angry. And if we don't have judges who are going to abide by the law and give the punishment because they feel badly for the criminal, then I think that they need to be removed.
Lyons says his measure, formally called a bill of address, would have to be approved by a simple majority of lawmakers and would then have to be supported by the governor and the governor's council. While Governor Baker has not commented specifically on this measure, he has said it's outrageous that Judge Feely did not give jail time to Soto Vatini, whom the governor called a death merchant. As for the governor's counsel, Terrence Kennedy is a council member and an attorney who's appeared before Judge Feely.
He is not a lenient judge. He's certainly not lenient on lawyers, that's for sure.
Kennedy says lawmakers are the ones who decide the penalties for crimes, and they're the ones who can change them. At this point, Kennedy says he would oppose this bill.
We cannot be removing judges because we don't like a lawful decision that they make. Based on the facts that I have before me, that this bill of address is being filed solely because Judge Feely made a lawful decision that people disagree with, I would not vote to have him removed from office.
Representative Lyons has also started an online petition calling for Feely's impeachment. At last check, about 8,700 people signed it. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.